This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and key Western allies are accusing Russia of using Iranian drones to attack civilians and power plants in Ukraine in violation of a 2015 UN Security Council resolution and an international humanitarian law. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russians plan to blow up the dam and power station to flood Kherson, while Russia contends Ukrainian forces have been attacking the facilities to cut the water supply to Crimea. Neither claim could be independently verified. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv spoke to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine about why the dam is strategically important.
This Kakhovka Reservoir is holding about 18 million cubic meters of water. So if there is a detonation, the water supply of a large part of southern Ukraine would be just destroyed, and basically hundreds of thousands of people would suffer.
In his nightly address Thursday, Zelensky said an attack on the Kakhovka Dam will mean exactly the same as the use of weapons of mass destruction. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces are bombarding Russian positions in the occupied and illegally annexed southern Kherson region. The targets include resupply route
across the river, and the Ukrainian military is inching closer to a full assault of Kherson. The Ukrainian military says that the Russian-installed officials were reported desperately trying to turn Kherson into a fortress. City is a prime target for both sides because of its key industries and major river port. They're also attempting. The Kremlin poured as many as 2,000 draftgivers into Kherson, officials say. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, ousted by ethics scandals just 3 months ago, jockeyed to make a comeback Friday as one of several contenders seeking to replace Liz Truss, whose rapid downfall threw the country's leadership into disarray at a time of severe economic challenges. The governing Conservative Party has ordered a lightning-fast race that aims to finalize the nominations and install a new prime minister, its third year, just within a week. And Johnson has not publicly declared he is running, but a political ally who spoke with him told Sky News that he is up for it. Bookmakers have made him one of the favorites to win the overall contest. A return by Johnson would be an astonishing recovery for a polarizing figure forced out by a welter of ethics scandals. Opponents say giving him another chance would only lead to more controversy and disappointment. A federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, says that the relatives of those killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX jets are actually crime victims. And also, there's a report of appeals court that has issued an administrative stay that temporarily blocks the White House from implementing a plan to cancel billions of dollars in student debt in their loans, some of which have not applied for these loans as of yet. When it comes to the January 6th panel, the longtime Trump ally, Steve Bannon, has been sentenced to serve 4 months behind bars. He was convicted of defying the subpoena from the House panel investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. He'll be free as he appeals a verdict. The 68-year-old was convicted in July of two counts of contempt of Congress, one for refusing to sit for a deposition and the other for refusing to provide documents. Prosecutors had asked the judge in his case to impose a hefty sentence of 6 months in jail. Bannon's lawyers argued their client deserved a sentence of probation. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.